Missionaries spend their lives meeting the needs of people that they serve, often from far away from their families and their culture. Have you ever stopped to ask, who serves the missionary? Now, not just monetary support, but who holds up their hands? Who pours into them? I just returned from the 11th Great Cities Connections Conference in Brazil, where God showed up in a powerful way for missionaries. Connections is a time of renewal and rest and recreation for missionary women serving in South America. Park Avenue financially supported me to help lead this conference and contributed toward the expenses of 50 missionaries so they could be blessed. Among the participants were two of our own missionaries that are serving in Rio Branco, Brazil. Etika and Elena and the other women spent their days connecting to God, their fellow missionaries, and our care team from the U.S. Each day, the group heard from God through His Word, followed by time spent in silence and solitude, listening for God, listening for His whispers. They shared their stories of joys and heartaches. They shared them with their sisters, whose lives are much like theirs. They have so much in common. Our care team listened, prayed with them, gave counsel when requested, and honored them for the endless work they do for the kingdom. We ended the week with a Western cowboy party to celebrate them. I know that God was smiling as they relaxed and allowed themselves to enjoy the moment. Our prayer is that these women return to their mission points affirmed, refreshed, and ready to continue their work. We like to think of it this way. If we can help one missionary, she can then take her renewed zeal back to minister to hundreds of others. I saved one last aspect of the conference. An important part of our conference is worship. Our times of worship are weaved throughout the week and are a vital component to renewal for the women. I was privileged to lead worship this year alongside my Brazilian sister, Jana. For the most part, we led in Portuguese and English, but one night we led in four languages, English, Spanish, Portuguese, and German. We sang together, "How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God." Imagine that, all those languages at one time praising our God. It was as if we were in that throne room depicted in Revelation 7, where every nation and tribe and people group and tongue are all worshiping the one true God. I wasn't the only one who was weeping that night. You would have been too. Isn't that what heaven will be like? Thank you, Park Avenue, for being supportive of the needs of missionaries around the world.
Thank you, Rachel, for that report. Let me call up Juan Carlos and Kevin Dale and Calvin Henry, if you guys would come up here. It's so great. Come on up. Calvin and Kevin have both been down to Monterey along with many other people, and Calvin is going to be our interpreter for Juan Carlos today. It's great to see people face to face. We can click on links and we can look at brochures and we try to keep you informed about what's going on these different mission points. But even John, we've been working through 1 John in his second and his third letter. He says, "Man, I got so much more to write to you, but I don't want to just communicate to you with paper and ink." He says, "I want to come visit you. I want to make a face-to-face connection." And that's what really is special about today, is to make these personal connections with these two mission points and see them face to face, and how that really unites us in the work that we're doing together. So without further ado, Kevin, take it away.
Okay. You know, over the last few years, I had a privilege to get to go down to Monterey and make new friends, and Diana was able to go with us a year ago, how time flies. We were there a year ago this month, and this year, this is actually Juan Carlos Palafox. So his last name we don't normally say around here, but he is able to be here with us. And this church has had a history of supporting the churches in Monterey for a long time, and I think we've got a video, and I wanted to, or he brought it just to show you the building, because whenever they first started this church at Paradise that Juan Carlos works in, there were several from here, the Rainwaters, and I believe Sandy and Tommy, there may have been others here that went and physically actually built the building, or at least started the building that they have, you can see, worked on, and now have a really, really nice building. So that was something that not only have we financially supported, but some of you have actually went down there and physically built that building. They're in a team. His brother-in-law is Adrian Galvin, and Gabrielle, his sister. Juan Carlos is single, and they work in a team in this church, supported also by his mother and father that are really involved as well. And so we just are glad to have him here with us today. And of course, Calvin and I have been down there a couple of times together. And if you need to go to Mexico, Calvin, or anywhere in Spanish-speaking countries, is a great guy to go with, because he knows his way around. And we'll be translating here for Juan Carlos today. And I'm going to stop there and let him speak. Thank you.
Buenos días a todos, que el Señor les bendiga.
Good morning, everybody, and God bless you.
Estoy muy contento de estar en esta tranquila ciudad.
I'm very happy to be here in this city.
Gracias a Dios que nos permitió este viaje y tener la oportunidad de conocerles.
Thank God for allowing us this trip and the ability to get to know you.
Bien, quisiera hablar un poco de la congregación en Paraíso.
I want to talk to you just a little about the congregation in Paraíso, which means paradise, okay?
Right. Inició la congregación fuerte y con un número importante de miembros.
The congregation began strong.
Después, alrededor del año 2012, el predicador fallece.
About 2012, the man who was preaching at that time passed away.
La iglesia queda lastimada y después estos hermanos tuvieron un duro golpe.
It was a hard blow, and there were some problems involved in the, for the church.
Y tristemente algunos miembros deciden retirarse de la congregación.
So many of the members left.
Por diferentes desacuerdos.
Different disagreements.
Los pocos miembros que se quedaron empezaron solos a navegar.
The few that were left began anew to strengthen the church.
Que inclusive durante mucho tiempo se llegó a tomar la decisión de cerrar la iglesia.
They're almost at the point of deciding to close the building.
Hubo varios intentos de hermanos en querer continuar con la obra en Paraíso.
There were several people who wanted to continue the work there.
Permanecer ahí al frente de la congregación.
To stay in, ¿quién?
Seguir continuando.
Okay, there were members who wanted to continue leading the congregation.
Y tal vez para algunos de ustedes, inclusive algunos hermanos de esta área.
Maybe for some of you from this area.
Al enterarse que en el año 2019 y 2022,
in the years 2019 and 2022,
el hermano Adrián Galván,
brother Adrián Galván,
y su esposa Gabriela deciden unirse a la iglesia en Paraíso.
He and his wife Gabriela decided to work with the church in Paraíso.
Tomar el rol de liderazgo.
And he had a leadership role there.
Después, al poco tiempo, me integro.
Shortly later, I became a part of that.
Se integran mis padres y juntos trabajando al servicio de la iglesia.
And his family, his parents also joined in those efforts.
Esto con una mezcla de experiencia y juventud.
There had been a mix of experience and youth.
Al llegar a la congregación encontramos descuido en mantenimiento y limpieza.
We found when we started back that the building had not been kept up well.
Después enseñamos de nuevo a los hermanos a continuar en lo más elemental.
We encouraged the brethren to continue in the most basic ways.
A trabajar, a compartir, a hablar del evangelio a los demás.
To begin to speak to their neighbors about the Lord.
En estos últimos años, gracias a Dios la iglesia.
And in these last years, thanks to God, the church.
En Paraíso ha tenido un progreso importante.
The church has had some progress, important progress.
Queremos continuar trabajando enormemente con la ayuda de Dios.
We want to continue working with God's help.
Trabajar y terminar la carrera del cristianismo hasta el final.
Continue with that effort all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm. Además, se me pidió hablar de Sertuche.
Okay. He's going to speak also a little bit about the congregation in Sertuche, also in Monterrey, Mexico.
Okay. ¿Puedo permitirme hablar con un poco de libertad, ya que ahí fue donde también pasé parte de mi juventud?
I spent a good bit of my youth in that congregation of Sertuche.
Sertuche tuvo un momento maravilloso.
That church had a marvelous moment.
Teníamos un predicador fijo de tiempo completo.
We have a preacher full time.
Un hermano que amaba la obra.
A brother who loves the work.
Un hermano que junto con sus hijos y esposa entregaban tiempo y recursos para la obra de Dios.
He together with his wife and his children have done a marvelous work with the church.
Sucede que aproximadamente en el año 2014.
And approximately the year 2014.
El hermano predicador le detectan una infección fuerte en sus intestinos.
It was discovered that the preacher had a strong infection in his intestines.
Fallece el hermano.
He passed away.
La iglesia sufre. La iglesia sufrió.
The church suffered that.
Lloró y tal vez hubo cierta incertidumbre qué pasaría después.
There was a time of uncertainty. What's going to happen?
Mas sin embargo, Dios acomoda todo en su tiempo.
But God takes care of everything in His way, in His time.
Y el hermano Pepe Mario y su esposa.
And then brother Pepe Mario, along with his wife.
Junto con su esposa toman el rol.
They took the role there of.
Y el liderazgo para continuar la obra del Señor.
Preaching and leading the church, the work of the Lord there.
Sabemos y entendemos que no ha sido fácil para ellos como familia y como iglesia.
It's not been easy for them as a family, and it's not been easy for that church.
Continuar, más sin embargo, el hermano José Mario junto con el resto de la hermandad siguen luchando y continuando y empujando fuerte.
But they continue working very hard to advance the cause.
Quisiera por último mencionar un fragmento más.
One other thing.
De parte de la congregación de Sertuche y Paraíso.
On behalf of the church in Sertuche and Paraíso.
Estamos profundamente agradecidos con cada uno de ustedes.
We are very profoundly thankful to each one of you.
Con la iglesia en este lugar, gracias por su amor, por su comprensión.
Thanks to the church in this place for your love and your understanding.
Por desprenderse de sus recursos.
For letting go of your own resources.
Aún y en su momento, sin conocernos, sin saber quiénes somos, ustedes han sido como un bálsamo en nuestras vidas.
Most of you, without knowing us, have been a great foundation for us.
De gran apoyo y gracias por compartir de ustedes, de sus recursos con nosotros en Iglesia de Cristo en Monterrey.
It's been a wonderful support, and thank you for your support for the church in Monterrey.
Tomo en consideración el texto de Gálatas 6:10 donde dice que somos familia.
Galatians 6:10 Says, ¿qué dice? ¿Qué dice?
Que somos familia, la familia de la fe.
We are the family of faith. We are the family of the faith.
Dios les bendiga y estoy completamente agradecido con todos ustedes. No tengo las suficientes palabras para expresar ese amor y sentimiento que tenemos hacia ustedes.
I don't have the words to express all the love and appreciation we have for you. Thank you. Thank you.
I have the pleasure to introduce a great friend, brother in Christ, Latte Lawson. I met Latte in 2012, and so for 13 years we have been friends and brothers. Chris Slaughter over there, we first went to Togo, to West Africa, just to get to know the work there. And if I, just an introduction to this man, when I think of the parable of the talents, that when God gives talents and he multiplies them, this is the man, okay? This is the man of the talents. In 2012, God gave them, for their work in their farm, he works on a farm, and he gave them 20 acres. They now have 110 acres. They used to have a few pineapples. They have acres and acres of pineapples and rice, and now we have chickens. And the parable of the chickens is that God has used his gifts and abilities. We, our mission committee just gave some money to Latte to buy a few more chickens. Now this was an investment we believe is very important, because Latte and his farm, the 110 acres that they have now, they now have 97 people that work for them, that are teachers. 21 are teachers in their middle school and high school that they have. They have 180 students. They pay the teachers with the chicken money. I don't know whether that's eggs or chickens, however you sell them, but it is to pay the teachers. And so it's through this vision of using the land and teaching others how to be good stewards and how to share their faith. And so all of these teachers, these 180 students, get to know Jesus. So they know Jesus, and they are making an impact in this community. And everybody is wanting to learn what this man is doing and his wife. Meaning is an incredible woman of God as well, and their daughter Angela. So I'm going to let you talk the rest of the time. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Love you. Love this man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good morning, church. I'm from Togo, and in Togo we speak French. I don't know if any of you speak French. I would love to speak in French, but this morning I will try in English, and maybe sometime you will need to pay more attention to understand what I'm saying. I'm very excited to be here. First of all, let me bring you a greeting from the church in Togo. We are very excited to be part of this church, this great church. How are we part of this church? We were born again through missionaries supported by Park Avenue Church of Christ, Jeff and Brenda. We are the fruit of the ministry in Togo. And if it have not been the love of God, through you, we will not experience the salvation Christ offered to the whole world. And I just want to say this morning, thank you, and Park Avenue, thank you. And then I have a story from Togo for you also. It's a story of 10 people, a group of 10, and they live in very beautiful country. And one day they decided to leave their family, their loved one, and their job, and everything they are doing, and then go to a very small country. And they went there to serve. And they arrived in that country, and the country they went is a very hot country, and it's not comparable to where they live, they used to live. But for the sake of love of God, they decided to go anyway, and they did. And then while they were there, they used their time, they used their gifts, they used their life to bless others. And this morning I'm here to tell you about this group of people. And this group of people, it's from this church. And in 2023, Park Avenue sends a group of 10 people to Togo. And I'm here to witness what these 10 people came and do in Togo. They came to let us see and check our eyes. And in 9 days, they work tirelessly, and 723 patients were received, treated with kindness, with love. And they gave reading glasses to people who need reading glasses, who, according to their practices, if they need reading glasses, they give those reading glasses for free. And among the 723, they found out that 101 patients need surgery, cataract surgery. And they returned back home and sent to us $10,000. And those $10,000 were sufficient to perform the surgery for 101 patients. And among those 101 patients, there is one adult. He's an uncle of one of my closest co-workers. While they were there, one evening, the second day in the evening, my colleague came to me, and then he's like, one of my uncle is blind. He cannot see. And then I'm like, what do you mean? He said he was a teacher in elementary school, and for some reason he couldn't see again. And then I want to ask if I can go to the village and bring him. I said, well, if you want to do it, no problem. And he came. He went to the village and brought his uncle. And then his uncle came. And then I introduced his uncle to one of the doctors, Dr. Hannah. And Dr. Hannah take her time, check his eye with some devices they brought. And later, she called me and then said she believes this man can see again. But before this man can recover his eye, he needs a surgery. And then she will put all the referrals together and then hand it to us. And she did it. She did it. And we experienced firsthand what is God's love. And this group of 10 people from Park Avenue, didn't have to do what they did to us because we don't know them, and they don't have any interest to come to Togo. If they want to go somewhere for fun, on their list, I can guarantee that Togo may be the last one. Because we don't have nothing to offer, but they choose to come. This is the essence of the love of God. And this is what Mr. Anthony shared with us today. While we are sinners, God chose to love us. We do not deserve God's love. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to verse 39, Jesus was questioned, and they asked Jesus, what is the greatest law, a command? If you want to simplify life for us, what can you say to us? If we do it, we can follow, or we can be sure we are doing God's will. And Jesus said, if only you can love God with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your soul, and if you can love your neighbor as yourself, then you are sure that you are fulfilling the command of God. This group of 10 demonstrate the love of God to us. The day when they finish their stay among us, our neighbor in the community know that there is a church. We do whatever we can do, our activities, but their presence among us make a difference. They change the view of the community towards God. And more important, during the 10 days, 46 people gave their life to Christ. And those 46 are among us today. And more important, when we are talking about love, we have a lot of things to say. I'm not here to preach to you about love. I know for sure you know more about love than me. But one thing I know from the Word of God, we can't talk about love without giving. Love is action. For God loved the Word that He gave His begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will have eternal life. This group of 10 show really what is love. And people respond. They do not being a big speaker. They do not go to the streets and say, God loves you. But through their action, the church in Togo have 46 new members. I'm here to witness and to encourage each of us and encourage this mission church to continue the good work, and so that the love of God will spread. And I can witness and testify to you that love, the love of God, when it's displayed in the true nature, He comes with a fragrance. And that fragrance, you may not love it, you may not love God, but the fragrance of the love of God will not let you indifferent. You will surely appreciate and at the end join Him. Thank you very much. Thank you for your attention.
Wenexa, would you go back to that last slide of Togo? I want to just add one more. This up in the left, right, left, the left, left, that this corner. This tent would have 100 people. People would come early in the morning and they would stay all day to get their eyes checked. And they would wait, and then if you didn't have room under the tent, you would go set somewhere else. But they waited all day. They would come from miles and miles around, walk to get for an appointment. And they waited patiently, the most patient people on earth. We need to learn something from that. And then this smaller tent here in the middle, every person that came to get their eyes checked, there were seven pastors and ministers in this tent, and they were telling the story of Jesus. They let them know about what Jesus had done for them, and that Jesus is the one that really makes you see, and he's the one that gives eyes, the eyes of your heart. And so everyone heard about Jesus, and that's why 46 people went away from there and became part of churches in that area. It's an amazing collaboration of work that Latte has done, he and his family, and we are just blessed to be a part of that. Dr. Clay, we appreciate all that he has done in organizing this, and there is talk of us doing another one. So we're praying about that, of maybe this next year doing that again, because God has blessed that so abundantly. Thank you, Latte. Thank you, Juan Carlos. We appreciate you and love you and love the work that you all are doing. Let's stand together as we sing Hope of the Nations. Jesus is our hope. Jesus, hope of the nations.